Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Or email joe@rte.ie. Geraldine, good afternoon to you.
How are you?
Geraldine, you have a cautionary tale that I think, thank you for alerting us to this. It's not something I would have thought of. This goes back to one of those nice bright mornings before Christmas.
One of the nice bright mornings before Christmas. I mind children, so in the morning I go in and get them ready for school and I open up the blinds and drop them to school, and then I usually come back an hour or two later and just prepare their food for them. And I decided to go back half an hour earlier. I said, oh, I'll just go back and just get it out of the way. And when I went in, I got this funny smell. I was like, what on earth is going on? And I went upstairs to the little one's room, and, well, she's 13, and her makeup mirror, you know, little girls' makeup mirror is just a mirror on each side, and it gives you a close-up and it makes you off your face and that. Well, the sun had come in the window and, I'm not sure what the word is, but had the light of the sun come in the window and magnified onto the chair, and the chair was on fire.
Oh, so the sunbeam was hitting the mirror and mirror was
and
directing
was
it back onto a chair.
Onto a chair, yeah.
And was it actually on fire?
Yeah, the chair was on fire, yeah.
Like, just not just like kind of warm.
There's a big hole in the chair, and I ran to get a towel in the bathroom and throw it over it, but frightened the life out of me, but like how easy it was to happen.
And as you say, that would only have been, had a couple of hours to happen, basically, because you would have pulled the blinds just that morning.
I would have pulled the blinds that morning, so I would have pulled the blinds probably about 8:30. And so I came back at 11:30.
So 3 hours later.
Yeah, and the chair was on fire when I came in.
Wow. And
you'd never think of it. Never think of it. So now I just leave her blind down. I said, oh my God. But I've taken the mirror off the dressing table. Like, anybody with mirrors or that, like, you don't realise that anything like that could happen.
That's extraordinary. And I wonder, was there something about the fact that, was it a magnifying mirror? Was there anything?
Yeah, I think it's one of them magnifying mirrors, you know, for applying your makeup or doing your eyebrows or stuff like that.
It was angled to directly focus it on the chair. And what was the chair made of?
It's a swinging chair, so the back of it was cloth, and that's where it was born and was on the back of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you say burning, are we talking about smouldering and black, or like how close
like
to flames
it was,
are we?
Like there was a flame there. It was red. It was red. Like there was smoke and all coming out of it. Like there's a huge hole in the chair now.
That is extraordinary. I have to say.
Unbelievable, yeah.
You must have got such a fright, Geraldine.
Honest to God, I swear, I nearly died. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, like how did this happen? Like you'd never think of anything like that happening, ever.
And it was definitely that. Like you figured it out right away, did you?
Oh yeah, definitely, 100%, yeah.
That is
100%.
That is extraordinary. I mean, I wonder is there, because you would think that'd be something there should be health and safety announcements about, because is there, you know, every 13-year-old girl in the country almost has one of them.
Yeah. And I swear, if I hadn't come back early, I'm sure that the house would have been gone up, because the chair was just going up, you know.
And this wasn't your own house, Geraldine. This is
the kids of mine.
This is the kids you're minding, yeah.
Yeah.
God, isn't it a lucky thing that you went back early that day?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank God.
And you had no trouble putting it out then? You just...
No, I just grabbed a towel out of the bathroom and wet it and I just threw it on it.
Right.
And had a heart attack for the day.
And was your employer very grateful to you for your efforts?
Oh, God, yeah.
Did you get a bonus out of it?
I got an extra box of chocolate.
Well, I think you're worth your weight in gold, Geraldine. That is an extraordinary story, and fair play to you, and well done for dealing with it, and
no
fair
problem.
Play to you for calling in with it, because
I think
it's something that people should
know.
Yeah, people should know about it.
100%.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Geraldine. Thank you so much for that.
No problem.
Fair play to you.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Or email joe@rte.ie. Now, earlier in the programme, we had Geraldine on the line. She had contacted us to let us know about a fire hazard that we hadn't heard of before, but it turns out she's not alone. She's a childminder. She opened the blinds in the bedroom of the 13-year-old, one of the children she was minding, and a few hours later she smelled smoke, went up, and a chair was actually on fire because the light had been refracting off the child's mirror, a makeup mirror. I want to go now to Stephen. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Hey, Kate. How's things?
Yeah, this was something that was a new one on us, but you were well aware of it.
Could I just say something very important on the last topic you had there? If they were to charge people in the car park, and if people get clamped then after the 2 hours, so the car is just going to be stuck there for another 3 hours probably, so... Maybe good. The councillors need to think about that as well before they bring that in.
Very good point. Very good point.
Just getting back to the mirror. Somebody in our house left a mirror on the back window. We live in a south-facing house. And we went to work one day, all school, that, and we came back home one evening, and all of the window frame was all melted.
Oh, was it PVC? PVC?
Yeah, PVC. So if it had been on the curtains another inch or two to the left, our house would have went down, no question about it, Kate.
Wow.
The window was in an awful state. It had to be replaced.
So I'm just trying to picture this. You had a mirror on the windowsill. The sunlight
and obviously
was...
obviously the rays came through from the sun onto the mirror.
And the mirror redirected them.
Rebounded onto the PVC frame.
And it
frame.
Actually melted the frame.
Oh, yeah. Sure, it would have been on... It was in the summertime, so it was in a hot summer all day long, and it must have been on it for about 9 hours, I'd say. So it's a real warning to people not to be leaving mirrors in the sunlight, you know?
Absolutely, and as you say, if there was any fabric or anything at all around
that... Oh, we were
blessed,
yeah, we were really lucky.
Yeah, it must have cost you a fortune to get it fixed though, did it?
The insurance covered it, thank God, but I think it was about 3,000, yeah, to get the window replaced.
Wow. And it was, as you say, did you figure out right away what it was that it had been the reflection of the mirror?
Not straight away until we looked at the mirror and said, surely not, but it was definitely the mirror.
Okay, that's grand. Thanks for that, Stephen. Caroline, good afternoon to
Hello.
You.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon, Kate.
Tell us your story in relation to this mirror issue.
Very similar to that gentleman. My daughter was renting a cottage with teak windows in it and came back from being out and got this smell and searched the house. And it was one of the round, you know, a normal bog standard makeup mirror. You'd have a heavier, more magnified side on one side and just plain on the other. And when she looked at the window, all the one side of the teak window was completely black, and the timber was nearly burning away, slowly smouldering. I mean, another couple of hours and that would have gone up. And it was a teak timber window, and that was a mirror left there as well.
Wow, so the heat is so strong that it could actually burn hard wood like teak.
Yeah, there was it's hard to describe, but it was all black and then a whole dint in the... where the timber started coming away, you know, just falling away from it, smouldering.
I honestly, I'm astonished that I haven't heard this before. Had you come across, was it a new one on yourself and your daughter when it happened?
Yeah, we never dreamt of it, because she'd have always left it there when she was doing her makeup, getting the light from the window. She's never done it again, I can tell you. I'd never heard of it before that.
And I wonder, obviously this idea that it was a makeup mirror, which of course one side is generally magnifying so you can see all those open pores up close.
Which you don't want to see.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, but it's the magnifying element of those mirrors must be the extra element that
I don't
that
know,
refracts
and I can't
the light.
Say if hers was sideways on the window, so I don't know if the magnifying side was out or the other one, but either way, glass or mirror will reflect the sun and eventually something will take with it.
I've just been handed a bit of the science on this. The question was asked, can sunlight, this is from the BBC Science magazine, can sunlight through glass really cause house fires? And this is telling us, and we know, of course, it can, from what we've heard today, but it says, may sound like an urban myth, but it can and does happen. Fish bowls, jam jars and even glass doorknobs have been implicated in focusing the sun's rays sufficiently to cause smouldering, followed by a full-scale blaze. And it says earlier this year, I'm not sure if what year this is now, London Fire Brigade said that 125 fires had been triggered by the sun rays over the last 5 years, and warned that the risk exists during the winter as well as the summer. And of course we know that because Geraldine, our first caller who alerted us to this, was telling us this happened just before Christmas, one of those lovely bright mornings there before Christmas. It's because the sun's rays bathe the earth in a constant flow of thermal energy spread over each square metre. While this is too dilute to ignite paper, wood or any other combustible substances, if the rays are focused, the flow of energy becomes concentrated enough to exceed the threshold for combustion. And magnifying glasses do this very effectively, and presumably the same with magnifying mirrors. They refract the rays, bringing them into a tight focus. But even fragments of glass can have a focusing effect with potentially disastrous consequences. I'm really astonished that we hadn't heard of that before, Caroline. But as I say, you saw it up close and personal with those teak windows.
Yeah. Another few hours, I'd say, in the house would have gone up.
It's kind of terrifying, isn't it, when you have
a
close...
The moral is, ladies, keep your mirrors somewhere dark, I suppose, in a press.
Indeed. Thanks for that, Caroline. Zita, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
Very similar story with you, Zita.
Well, not really. I just received a present yesterday of an illuminated makeup mirror. And before I took it out of the box, I took the instructions out and read them, which is a bit unusual for me. But however, there are exactly 8 or 9 warnings. And in the third one, in big capital letters, it says, because one side of the number of the illuminated mirror has a magnifying effect, the mirror must not, in big capitals, be left in direct sunlight. This can result in focusing of the sun's energy, resulting in a fire risk. And it also says further down, do not place the illuminated mirror on soft furnishings, such as carpeting or bedding. Always place the mirror on a firm surface.
Well, there you go. Oh, yeah, that's
absolutely... So it's in very big capital letters, warnings.
I have to say, though, it wouldn't be the first thing I would have thought of doing is looking at the instructions for a mirror. So
well,
fair play to you for
quite,
doing that.
It's quite a big booklet. Mm. And as I say, unusual for me, I read it.
And obviously, this is something that has come up with those in the past, that they now include these.
It has. Now, I think these. I was aware of it. I was aware that mirrors left in the sunlight can result in a fire. I don't know where I found that information, but I was aware of it before I read this. But this confirms it.
So where did you put your illuminated mirror, Zita?
Well, I've only just taken it out of the box this very minute. And... I would have put it near the window for extra light, I suppose, but I won't now.
There you go. Put it into a press until you need it. That's all. That's our that's our advice.
I hope it doesn't give me a fright when I look at the magnifying mirror.
That's the other issue. That's a whole other day's work, Zita. Listen, thanks for calling
thank
in with that one. We'll take another break there. 51551 is our text number.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And we're hearing all sorts of cautionary tales about fires or near fires that were caused by mirrors and glass. Elizabeth McGuinness, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Aoife. How are you? I actually texted in about a friend of mine whose house actually burned to the ground. And then when you guys rang me back, I realised I had my own experience, but it was with a CD. A CD out of its packet sitting on the front seat of my car about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Hot summer's day, left the car for about half an hour, came back, and the CD had just melted and smouldered, and the seat was going on fire. It hadn't gone quite on fire, but it was had burnt right a hole through the leather seat.
And so, will you say that the CD itself had melted, or
it had melted, or just about melted, and in turn had burnt a hole in the seat, and it was smouldering when I got back to the car.
Wow. And how long had that taken? How long were you out of the car?
Well, I was maximum half an hour. Can't actually remember. It's more than 7 or 8 years ago, probably about 10. But anyway, what I texted in about first, I haven't been able to track down my friend, but down in Clare, a farmer, same thing with a mirror in the window. The sun came in the window and his house burned to the ground fairly rapidly.
Oh, so because we've been hearing a lot of near misses, but this is an actual, this wasn't caught. So that
But I don't want to say too much. I mean, I haven't been able to track him down and sent him a message, but if he wanted to talk about it, but you might find him. But yeah, so you got to be careful even with CDs in the sun.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of the CDs now, but I suppose it's the same principle. If you're refracting and reflecting light and it's hitting the one point, we've got to be very careful. Thank you for that, Elizabeth. Shem Brophy, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you doing?
You also have an incident with magnifying glass, is it?
Yeah. I live in Monacora in Carlow, and last summer, I have an office upstairs in the small room upstairs, and it's south-facing. And one day during the summer, my wife Anne got this burning smell upstairs, and she said there's something. She said there's a terrible smell upstairs, and we couldn't find out what it was. And so the following day, anyway, I was actually in the office.
The following day,
I was in the office. We just couldn't. The smell was a sort of plasticky burning smell, and we just couldn't find out what it was. But the following day, I was sitting in the office, and my office is only small. It's only a little one I have for myself to put my things in, and but I discovered that I had a magnifying glass sitting on the desk, and it actually melted. I had an old phone, one of the old style phones, just left in the corner of the desk.
Oh, a desk phone, yeah.
The
young people won't know what that is now. We'll have to explain it to them.
Yeah, it's one of these ones, with the ring dial on it. Yeah. No, it's the old style. It's just left there as an ornament. It wasn't in use or anything. But it actually melted the phone. The sun came into the window, and it went through the magnifying glass, and it was painted on the phone itself. And I would say it's only a matter of time before, if the sun had to keep shining, or after another day or two maybe, it could have set the phone on fire, the plastic, and God only knows how it would happen then. But I just said I'd ring in as well, because it's so simple how these things can happen and how house fires can start.
And could we just say as well, Shem, that it mightn't be the best idea to go off to bed if you've just been smelling burning plastic in your house and you haven't identified where that's coming from?
Well, you see, okay, once the sun goes down, it stops.
Right.
It's when the sun is shining during the day, it creates a smell. And then in the evening time, when the sun goes down and the strength of the sun goes, it goes down. You see, my window was a south-facing window. So the sun in midday would come straight into that window. And at a certain time, it was catching the magnifying glass and then it was pointing on the phone. And it's only during the day that when the sun would come again, that the burning would start. So when the sun goes down, the smell would stop. So it just took me a while to sort out. But the following day, I discovered, and I said it to Anne, and I said, "You won't believe it," says, "what's actually happening?" And she couldn't believe it. But it's unbelievable that houses can go on fire or get burnt down by a very simple thing like that.
I know, doesn't it? Just show you how we're very close to catastrophe all times.
Yeah, well, the only thing I would suggest is, okay, you have to watch mirrors and you have to watch the like of stuff left on. But to pull down your blinds, maybe if the sun is really hot during the day, especially if you're a south facing house, if your windows are south facing, you have to be very, very careful. Very careful.
Shem, thank you for that. I have to take my last break now. 51551 is our text number.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And we're talking about fire and glass and mirrors. Ali Cox, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
We've been talking, all of our stories so far are mirrors that were left in bedrooms or in homes. But you have a story about your office.
Yeah, we have an office at the back of the building and I'd left a mirror in there. And the sun comes up and comes through that office window in the morning. I'd been in there, and of course, terrible place to leave a mirror with the sun on it, full of papers. And I kind of got ready to go out, and I got delayed and had to go back into the office, and I could smell burning wood and just couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And I kind of looked all over the place. And then when I came back into the office, I could see the smoke and the wood starting to catch fire on the desk from the beam from the mirror.
Actually starting to catch fire?
Yeah. And papers everywhere, you know. It would have been a disaster.
It would have been a disaster. But you was, as you say, you were there just at the moment of
Yeah, well, I got delayed and actually had to go. I'd forgotten something. I got delayed and went back into the office looking for something. Otherwise, I'd have been gone.
God, that's a real sliding doors moment, as they say. The two
yeah,
if you had not had that last reason to go back into the office,
yeah,
that would be that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll tell you, I never leave. I'm really conscious of it now. You know, the way you might have mirrors or I've got a crystal ball that I had in the window as well, in the same side where the sun comes up. I'm just so conscious, I move everything.
Well, hopefully, Ali, that's a message and a lesson to everyone out there today, that if they have a mirror, a glass, anything like that, to be careful where it is and to move it out of the way of any daylight. I'm going to have to leave it there. Ali, thank you for that. BCO today was Laura Lee Davis. Caro O'Hare was on sound. Research was by Richie Byrne. Angus McNally produced. And Ray Darcy is out and about in Glenmire in Cork for Operation Transformation. And he's coming up after the news.